Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hey, how's it going?
Gotta write it in an attic. Dream I'm an addict. An addict for your love. I was reborn. And you was my best boy.
And so one, we only pick up one.
Just walk away from there and walk around out there and do what he does.
Before you laugh at our moose, you go outside. You want to talk to her while she's in your ass here and you put your bed by the time you like it. And that was it. You go to college program? Yeah. You go to college program?
Thank you. myself, myself, don't wanna lose.
know you.
Expression of history, right? Well, it's important, right? Right? It doesn't make mad, does it? It doesn't. I know.
When you go up to coffee in a refrigerator, instant coffee pack in the refrigerator, is it better that way? Or it takes more pressure that way?
What?
When you put coffee in the refrigerator, instant coffee pack, does it keep more pressure?
Yeah.
I told you, My car. Tracks in documentary for Chicago, actually. Back in the corner. Hit the road, Jack. Go back no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Alright, what should I play?
Don't come back no more.
them know.
What kind of a son did you have? Very good. And then I want an answer. The Russians admitted they had defeat. You believe it?
What?
The Russians admitted that they lost the fight, the war. That's the country that we got involved in to help. Pretty long.
Thank you.
good enough. I'm trying to build on 10 and 9.
I wanted to be a nurse ever since I was 16.
But you mean the entire class, right?
I wanted to help people, my master, mentor, other nurses. That's my favorite part of my job. Yeah. And so I decided that I wanted to pursue my MSN at WP. It's already opened doors for me.
Thank you.
What the hell?
This is a town called Basic, and this is where folks patiently wait for a little victory. But if you had the 2022 Nissan Murk with a powerful turbocharged engine, you wouldn't have to wait for more to come. Yeah, well, it's all over around spotted, black, dark, wet, oil.
Vicky's
van. Vicky's van. Not the one in the back, it's in the front. He came home with me. He hugged the truck.
Vicky's car.
What? But the food is great there. Really good.
Me
too.
I remember
the sesame. I said same owner, but he's in Brooklyn. No.
He's my miracle child. So how does your miracle child get cancer? How does that happen?
Thank you.
talk about forever. What used to be don't count anymore. They just stay on the floor when we sweep them away.
Baby, I remember all the things you told me.
I learned that was bad.
I have this song for the Beatles. Is the Beatles still around? Huh?
What?
The Beatles still around?
The what?
The Beatles.
It's John Lennon was killed.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
Oh, my God.
Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, let you listen. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. Well, you know that it's a fool to play by making this world a little colder. Hey Jude, don't let me down.
Wait.
Don't you know that it's just you?
Defender.
Here's our man of the week, the merchant of venom, Mr. Don Rick.
Mr. Chairman, Monsignor Duffy, Rabbi Schinbein, and Deacon Leroy. Starts in the back and we'll take it later. It is a, without question, in fairness to Mr. Dean Martin, this has been one of the longest evenings I've ever had. Except for the drunk. It was just charming. I know the hour is late. The dinner was absolutely fantastic, I must say.
I could touch his mouth.
I'd like to say something. I mentioned the scene to you out there in television land, and we're all here with big person or something. These people are all called, and my name is mentioned, like he don't care.
I'm a chocolate chip.
He doesn't know he's here right now.
Hey, it's a favor. I'll come down and book you with the Joker.
Take
the
Joker chip
out. He was.
I'd say you'd be with all the people. If you're
so help. Can you imagine a good general
tonight, I'm very delighted because this
is
I had my first big break on the Dean Martin show with Dean and Greg Harrison, his producer.
Yeah.
And they put me on the show for the first time with every celebrity in Hollywood. And I was completely soaking, inspiring. I'd like to stay right out in front, so it's not what I'm saying. But I thank you for your good. You're a wonderful police.
You told you were here, or am I here?
She's a lovely guy. She's in the lobby later on. Did you find me a sweater? I'm getting broad and some embarrassing. I'd like to say, going down the line, first of all, Nipsey Russell, a dear friend, many, many times you've asked to hang out with me, but I felt it embarrassing. I being with you, I don't need no watermelon trucker either. Georgia will come up here. I love you. See, black or white, it doesn't matter to me. Our society today, we're all brothers in arms. Let's see, soldier people out there, we just got to get America to buy that. I love you. See, oh, we have a seat in the crowd. Tony Savalas, from the bottom of my heart, really, Tony, I kid you, I've never liked you as an actor. Tony, what kind of guy with no money that keeps saying to the Russian girls, you want to fool her up? Now, his wife is listening in, that's in you, because he has a wonderful family and a wonderful wife, and Tony and all of us in Yugoslavia were lonely, and we thought of our lives constantly. May we be paralyzed off the bit of the being in Yugoslavia, the biggest excitement we had was watching Tito's dog go to the bathroom. Bob Newhart made the claim that he was my closest friend. I have never met Bob Newhart. Bob Newhart goes to many gay parties. That's why you hear that. You want to dance? Fantastic actor. Cliff is sort of like Clint Eastwood. Kind of down, kind of, well, you die, Cliff. That's what you do. Cliff is the type of guy you're in a raft and you're alone and you're a survivor, and Cliff Robinson is the guy with you and you want the shark to bite you on the tushy so you have a little excitement.
Thank you, Jones. I used to know him from around 12 minutes.
Nutrisystem, we've got answers. Our your food processed? Nutrisystem meals are made with quality ingredients to deliver balanced nutrition with no artificial flavors and no artificial sweeteners. What about added sugar? While treats like ice cream and cookies are always on the menu at Nutrisystem, the plan
I can't find your phone. I'm missing your cones now.
You're
missing cones. I can't find it. Not you.
Here's the bottom line. Nutrisystem is a balanced solution based on proven weight loss science that works for millions of people. Save 50% on your weight loss plan and see for yourself.
and he has two sisters.
I've been thinking about shortening around the clock. It's a chore to think about anything else. Looking short all day, only to shorten these pieces.
To what?
From the bed, the last.
Yeah, I heard you right. You had to throw that thing. You didn't think about giving me a copy.
The computer is not a receipt.
No, but the mattress is so good, you can send it back. But of course, you had to have a receipt. Did you read that thing?
What thing? This just is a sticker from the mattress. That's all. The serial number of the mattress. And I'll have to hold on to that because it's getting a serial number on the barcode. Happy
And they shit their pants.
No murders, wife. Even as we talk, will you not be
ready? Let's see how we turn the kitchen to a hotel with the door and all.
What?
I heard you talking the other day at the door and talking to the hotel. Nice water.
Oh, don't give him water now. He'll pee on the floor. What's wrong? He's just making noise. That's all.
He's just making noise.
He's always throwing water at him, and then he pees. He goes right down into the basement. And he puts on the clothes and the laundry and everything else. Come on, man.
Come on.
No.
Open up.
Wolfgang. I'll find out.
You know the lady she was talking about, the Rolling Stone? The blonde bombshell, Mrs. Dave. Mr. Dave, how are you? Welcome to the show. We knew you were in town and we thought, gee, why not? Let me come on. Now, when this young lady was growing up, did you have any idea that she was going to contribute, what she has contributed to the world of music and just to the world in general? Well, she used to talk about it all the time, morning, noon, and night. You know, I mean, it was something that, it wasn't, you knew she was gifted because it had to come from God. It was the only way, because from the time she was small, all she talked about was what she was going to do, what she was going to be. She was going to be on Johnny Carson's show. That was number one, that was where she was going to be. And at the time, she was going to be like, I don't know who was out at that time, but whoever, the young lady that was singing at that time, she was going to do
it.
Did you believe her? I did. I really believed her.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you
just...
No,
guy, I didn't say. High school and going off to Europe, that's pretty good. But there are some great stories about the two of you now. You raised, at the time, were raising seven children of your own, and God knows how many other children.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a story about you, Mrs. Gaines, about how you used to wake them all up in the morning. Oh, screaming? Did she say you to say? Well, I'll tell you what happened. That's true. Because I worked every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that meant I had to get them ready for school, cook breakfast, get them out of there, and get to work.
Well, it's all getting right
at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I had to start work early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that meant I was going in and say, get up. But no one got up. So I got to a point where I had to just go in there and say, get up. and bang with a high heel.
Like,
yeah.
with a high heel, and hit on the door
because otherwise they weren't gonna get up. So they told me about it, and I decided to try it a different way. And I went in and I said, "Would you get up, please? It's time to go out." And I come in and question, and they still did not get up. It didn't work. I tried it for a while. It didn't work. I went back to the original.
Did that have to get you up to this today?
Oh, no.
Oh, no question.
Yeah. What is the special thing that Dad remembers about Donna, this kid?
Well, I remember I was just growing up and...
All right. Balance, don't you? I got the time and no more, no more thinking. I feel I'm fine. Oh, I don't know.
The house or a laptop? Which one do you think is worth more? Well, definitely not the house, because it not only costs millions to buy, but you also have to pay thousands to maintain it every month. What if I told you that I've made over $80 million all from something called digital real estate on my laptop? Digital real estate costs nearly nothing to start. And it creates real online assets that have the potential to generate income. And I'm surprised, frankly, that nobody else is talking about this right now. If you don't want to hear more about it, just skip this video.
Alright. Oh, sorry. Good, guys. Go ahead. Please. Beautiful. I'll tell you about it. Tell me my story.